This is my first audio boo, so I'm going to have a quick chat about The Verge's review of the Lumia 900, which I think is quite confusing, because the review itself is fine, but the rating at the end is very contradictory when you look at the Nokia Lumia 800 review. Some of the aspects of the 900 don't score as well as the 800. Some of those are issues like the display, which is perhaps understandable. But the thing that really confuses me is that the software and the ecosystem of the Lumia 900 review actually score lower than the Lumia 800 review, despite there being more apps now available in the ecosystem with the Lumia 900 than there were when The Verge reviewed the Lumia 800, and the software has only received improvements. So The Verge seemed to think that a bigger app collection and more features in software deserves lower ratings, which is slightly concerning. Of course, the other idea behind this is perhaps The Verge were expecting there to be more updates and more apps available when they reviewed the Lumia 800, and perhaps those haven't happened and come to fruition with the 900, so they've now marked it down, which is concerning considering that their review for the 800 would have been not looking at what the device is at the minute, but speculating on what the device could be, which I don't think is a great way to review a product. So it's a bit concerning that The Verge is reviewing products for the potential that they have rather than the actual value they have currently. Don't get me wrong, I think The Verge is excellent, and a lot of reviews they've done have been very good. But with regards to the Lumia 800 and 900, it just seems strange that they would mark it differently. And equally, an argument could be made that they were different reviewers. So that enters into the factor. But surely The Verge should all be talking from the same page and shouldn't be offering such contradictory opinions in their reviews. I look forward to seeing what else The Verge have to say about future Windows phones. I'm hoping that Microsoft and Nokia and the other partners are able to address the issues that The Verge make, and that actually the ecosystem and software scores will only improve from this point rather than continue to decrease.